No, she doesn't like other dolls.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky. And people.
And Nicole and Julian.
Yeah. Thanks a lot, Lou.
Right.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 215. Thank you for downloading. This is Ricky.
This is Nicole.
And this is Julian back with you again.
I know. We're all in one room. Can you believe it?
It's a miracle.
I cannot.
It's a miracle.
I would die.
Let me adjust my microphone here because obviously I didn't do it right.
I did mine
time.
Before the show started, so.
That was that awful buzz you heard.
Oh. Ow. Oh, Ricky's opening his legs.
No. Squeeze. Nicole, if you lived here and saw how much action he got, you know them things are well oiled at this point.
Whatever, fuckers.
Yeah, I have a story on my...
Oh,
that's how important it is.
Oh, he has the power. Watch out, Julian. He has that power. Yeah. Turn his mic back on.
It is on. It keeps going in and out for some reason because I guess we're poor and we don't have enough money to buy more stuff.
What I was going to say is I have a story on my list that begs to differ with that.
I have a story as well.
Okay.
Well, do we have to start out with my quotations love life?
Your nocturnal activity?
We don't have to start out with that, but we're going to get to it eventually.
Let me put my shit out in the front here.
That's what she said.
Oh, my Lord. There went my mouse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if this microphone keeps going in and out, then we're going to have to do something.
My poor mouse.
Yeah, no.
All right, let me... Sorry, listeners. I know this has never happened on this show before. All right. So, what's been up, you guys? Julian, you haven't been on the show for a week.
Well, let's see. Last weekend, while you guys were recording, I went up to my mother's house for Mother's Day.
Ooh.
And, yeah, it was really nice to see my mother. I love my mom and dad, but I can only handle them in very small doses. And I ended up spending the night. But they were not the problem. My grandmother and uncle were the problem, who decided to get crazy and fight with each other. I mean, physically.
You're physically? a granny fight.
My 87-year-old grandmother hit my uncle.
In the face?
In the arm that was already hurt. Because he had been to the emergency room 2 days in a row trying to get pills.
Oh.
Now you know how my family is.
Sadness.
Love that story.
And
tell him what he said to your grandma.
My uncle told my grandmother that my deceased grandfather was right when he said that A, she was mean as a snake, and B, she had fucked everybody in the small town of Georgia that they lived in.
Oh, is this his mom that he's talking to?
Yes.
Oh. How horrible. I would be like, guess what?
You know what? I was
you're out of the will, bitch.
I was like so close to hitting record on my phone camcorder because nobody would believe this shit, honestly.
Uh-oh.
What? You broke your mouse?
I think it's broken.
And I'll have to say, to end that story and go into another one, that when I got back and listened to the show that you guys had recorded while I was gone, Nicole, I love you, sweetie, but you must have been on the ant flow that day because you were a raging bitch.
Was I? I think I might have been, actually.
You were a raging... God damn it. Raging bitch. Oh, this is not cool.
All right, let me pause it.
So basically, yeah. I was a raging bitch.
Yeah. All right, let me pause this. Oh, my Lord, we're having technical problems
big
today.
Time.
Jesus.
Anyway, not only were you raging bitch...
I broke my fucking $50 goddamn mouse, motherfuckers. Okay, yeah. I'm done.
Now, for the 18th time,
yes.
I'm going to finish this sentence. Okay. Not only to Ricky, but especially to the listeners.
They like it yep. when I'm mean to them.
Dominatrix Dawn.
Yeah, I'm like...
That's so my mom's name.
I'm like, this is painful to listen to. She's being so hateful.
She was hateful.
She was really hateful.
It made me feel uncomfy.
You're lying. It totally was that time of the month, too. Mm. But I'm not on it now, so I can be my pleasant, normal self.
So?
When's that?
You were like about to blow upon.
That's a what?
About to blow upon.
What does that mean?
Tampon. Well, you had so much hateful pressure built up inside you.
You blow upon.
Like a missile.
It just shoots out like a bloody Scud missile.
Wow, I enjoyed that
analogy.
If it
comes out that fast, it means the scab's over pretty quick, huh?
Why do I have to be the only girl on the show?
I don't know.
Well, you're not really, but...
The only biological female.
Yeah. Well, the only one with those gigantic titties.
Oh, God.
Don't hate.
So,
don't hate.
Okay, we're starting out...
No, we have to start with our sunburns.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to first start out with the beach. We went to the beach yesterday.
And by we, he means Ricky and myself, Nicole.
And
Julianne,
her 14 other family members that live with her.
Right, right.
Just my sister and my cousins. Two my cousins.
So, we get the spray stuff that's sunblock.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, okay, so we just spray it on. It's like the misting stuff.
Yeah.
Aerosol misting stuff.
Yes.
So, we spray it. And it felt like it hit our whole body because it was fucking cold as shit.
Yes, it was.
So, we chill out under the umbrella, and then we go swim, and chill out under the umbrella, and then swim.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last time we were in there, we're in there for a pretty long time.
Well, I was trying my best to pee.
In the ocean.
But
she
I
would
could not,
she,
not do it.
Why not?
I pissed like 5 times, and I would have pooped in there, but
ew.
Don't just wait to meet people at the beach.
Oh,
because
you know that would have washed up on shore.
So?
Yeah, with the waves.
That's disgusting.
Who cares? I would have loved some little kid to come touch it, like it did in California.
You're gross. Who
What's
shits in the ocean?
You are
whales.
You
oh,
are.
No wonder you wanted to.
You are in a scat.
Shut up! Don't even go there.
Chris was right.
He was what?
I'm glad you didn't take a dump in the ocean.
So yesterday, we turned into Indian people. Well, half Indian, half white people.
Indian people.
Because where we
racing
sprayed,
stripes.
Where we sprayed is where we did not get sun.
Right. So we have like red skin, but then swirly white patches all over the body.
It's kind of like, we kind of look like a strawberry blizzard.
I look like a candy cane. My legs are especially bad. You didn't see them, but they're really... candy cane-ish. It's pretty funny.
But,
and my sister peed on Ricky yesterday.
At the beach. We were playing chicken and she actually peed on my fucking neck.
But he didn't know until she laughed and told him.
I couldn't feel it.
He thought it was a warm ocean wave is
Ew.
All.
That's,
she's fucking disgusting.
And she was like, I farted on you too.
So you're into water sports too?
I guess apparently I am. And I didn't even know it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is quite the revelation.
So, we actually took some pictures and I put them up on the MySpace and, I Twittered some of them.
Yes.
So that was fun, but we were like driving home and we were so fucking tired.
Yeah.
Like the beach umbrella that I brought, I just like, just keep it in your car.
Yes, it's in my trunk right now.
Which it'll be there until the next beach trip 5 years from now.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to. It is my goal this summer to at least go to the beach at least once a month.
That's
for the
too
summer.
Much.
Really? You think?
I'm not a big beach person.
Different beaches, though.
Well, I'm not a big beach person. No
this beach was pretty.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot.
Once we found it.
Right. It's hot. There's nature everywhere you look. It's hot.
Nature?
There's sand. Always sand on your ass.
It's hot.
It's hot. And when you have to work out in that crap all week long.
Oh, yeah. You don't care for the sun too much, do you?
Not when it's my time. When they pay me to, that's fine. When it's my time, no.
No.
Air conditioning and no sun, please. Thanks.
Yeah, I want cold air blowing up my ass. At a high velocity.
High velocity. Like a wind tunnel.
So that's the beach story, and that was awesome. And we played songs
I
on
got
the
to,
iPod thing.
I got to watch Ricky rub himself down with...
Oh.
Aloe
you
vera
should put
lotion.
This shit on your skin. It is so fucking cold. I was like,
Higher than me. Higher than my voice would be.
It was cold.
It's so
and
bad.
And then I felt like I smelled like a big peppermint hospital pill.
He glob a little bit on and then try to like rub it in. And he's like, oh. It's like a slow orgasm.
My shoulders seriously sting so bad that I'm wearing the bra straps off my shoulders and sort of just
like a slut
on my
do.
Upper arm.
Like a slut would do.
Yeah.
To get it off real quick to be titty fucked.
That's when you have your bra that fastens in the front.
Have you ever seen
that?
Have okay. you ever had that done?
What?
Have you ever been
titty,
titty
fucked?
Maybe once or twice.
Yeah. You know them girls.
There's
with
lots to work with.
With
so.
them girls with the big titties, they always.
Oh yeah.
It's hey, it was his idea.
You know, I've had.
Her. Are you like? Oh yeah, give it to me.
I mean,
fuck my titties. It feels so.
It doesn't
good.
Feel good at all because it's
yeah.
just like
it you... does, it's doing nothing for you,
no. and you're having to hold your tits together.
Yeah, exactly. And they can only go so far because I got too much to handle.
Like a sideways.
Did he come? Like on your face and stuff?
No.
What's that test where they smush your titties down?
The mammogram.
There you go. Sideways one of those.
I've not had the mammogram yet. I'm too young still.
He gave you a mammogram.
No. Mm-hmm. He used to call it target practice.
Oh, puke. Straight people are so weird.
And disgusting.
Oh, Ricky knows. I told him some stories on the weekend.
Oh, dirty.
Oh, my God. You're going to make me squirt.
That was not me saying that.
Oh, yeah. You're going to make me fucking squirt.
That was not me saying that.
So, we can all talk about this, and then we have an additional story. Primo's Pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Yum, yum.
Yeah.
So, Nicole and I went there on Friday, and then Julian went there last night for dinner.
Did you have the stromboli?
I did.
I had a calzone,
which is pretty
Chris
much.
Had the stromboli. They were huge, weren't they?
Why, yes, they were. Yeah. On a side note, they also overcharged me, and I had to bitch.
Oh, how?
Because
that's always your luck when you go. You always get overcharged.
I know. Well, I ordered the small, and he ordered the small, and they charged for a small and a large.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, so, that might tie in with the story we're getting ready to talk about.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we walk into Primo's yesterday, or Friday, and mm-hmm. I was like, okay, well, we're just going to order some cheese sticks first.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, they order it, and... The guy comes out, and I know him. He's one of Wagner's friends. And
apparently,
I'm like,
he's a big stoner.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, hey, dude, what's up? You know, and we're talking. He gives us the cheese sticks, walks off.
And we scarf them down because they were effing good.
Well, first of all, he goes, I brought you like a spoon,
yeah,
and a fork, and a knife. And I don't even know why.
Yeah, I just had a spoon in my napkin. Ricky had a knife and a fork.
So
okay,
and we were like, okay.
So then we eat our cheese sticks, and then we finally decide that we're going to order. So we go up to the counter, and we order. I said, "Oh, I had the cheese sticks with mine. You can put it on mine."
Mm-hmm.
Well, we go and sit down, and the tray is still there where we ate the cheese sticks. And the guy, about 8 minutes after he'd given us the other ones,
mm-hmm.
brought us out a whole new tray with additional ones on it.
Yeah,
saying, I threw a few extra in there because I kind of overcooked them, lost some cheese on it, dude.
Yeah, here you go.
And I'm like, and I'm getting ready to say, oh,
Ricky
no.
Ricky started
but...
to say we didn't order these. I said, okay, thanks.
Yeah, right.
He totally did not remember
bringing
us the cheese sticks.
Somebody needs to lay off the weed.
Yeah, I said somebody needs to go down from about 10 joints a day to about 5.
No doubt.
But they were good, so I was glad we got
good.
Three ones.
And then we were full off stromboli, and he saw how much I had left over, and half yours was in
yeah,
there,
too. Yeah, mine was in there,
well,
too.
Well, I saw that box in there. I'm like, ooh, what's this? And I peeked open. I'm like, damn, that looks good.
It is so good.
So that's why we went the next day.
Next time you go in there, you'll be like, I love a fucking stoner. And maybe you'll get free cheese sticks.
Yeah,
well, I didn't see nobody look like a stoner, but...
He's really, really tall.
Hair. And then the same night we saw him at Walmart.
Yeah. We went to Walmart later because we had to buy stuff for the beach. And
well, you know he had the munchies or something.
Probably. No. And then after we went to, this is such a good segue.
Oh, okay.
After Primo's, we were just like sitting there and we were like, you know what?
Oh, my God.
I said, Ricky, we should go see a movie. Why do I want to see one? He's like, all right. So we're looking at the times, and I finally convinced
him. And
I have been
retaliating against seeing Obsession for...
Obsessed.
Obsessed.
Whatever.
For, like, even weeks before it came out.
I was like, I want to see it. Well, Friday night, he gave in, and we went and saw Obsessed with Beyonce.
Right, right.
The whole movie was pretty much horrible up until the very end when there was the fighting going on.
In her Darion jeans
but,
and panties.
But the best... two things that happened made up for the whole movie being.
Wait, first of all, I want to do a quote from. I want to do a quote from Beyonce.
Do my favorite one.
You came into my house. You touched my child. You think you're crazy? Bitch, I'll show you crazy. Try me.
And she hangs up the phone all angrily. I like the quote where she says, I'm going to wipe the floor with your skinny ass, bitch.
Bitch.
And she's dragging her by her ankles around the hallway.
Oh, my God.
On the wooden floor.
It's awesome. But best thing, I'll say the first one because I heard it and I was like, Ricky, did you hear that? So the main guy in the movie.
This is a big theater now, and it's full of people.
Right, yes, right. It was full. The main guy in the movie, his name is Idris Elba. So if you want to see what he looks like, you can Google his name and you'll see him.
Okay.
He's a fairly dark-skinned black man. The movie, he comes into the bedroom and it's nighttime and he takes off his shirt and there's no lights on in the room.
Right.
And someone in the theater yelled out, oh, where'd he go? And I said, oh. And I said, Ricky, did you just hear that? And he's like, what? And I told him and he went, oh my God. And was like cracking up in his seat. It was so wrong. And then
there's one part where
Beyonce and the
chick are fighting.
Right.
And somebody in the audience goes, be careful. She's black. She'll kill you. And we were like, and I mean, there were a lot of black people in there too.
Oh,
I was surprised there was not a riot.
I know.
But when they said, oh my God, where'd he go? I was like,
well, keep in mind that we still live in Polk County.
I know, but I still, and these were young kids. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were like younger than us.
It doesn't matter.
And the guy next to me, when the blonde girl was getting her ass whooped and she was just laying on the ground, he was like, she's a Terminator, because she just would not like die or be injured. I was like, really?
What's her name? Allie Larder.
That sounds like a beer.
I know, right?
She's on Heroes. And if you've seen Varsity Blues, she wore the whipped cream bikini.
Yeah, give me a pint of Albie Lager.
Ugh, racism. It's hilarious at that
time.
Yeah,
speaking of racism, I heard a couple of calls on the last episode that accused me flat out of being a racist. I would like to state right now that I am not now, nor have I ever, been a racist. I have slept with just about every color man that they make.
That they make.
Who's they?
That God makes.
Oh, okay.
And so I'm totally equal opportunity for everybody.
Like they're coming out on production line.
Right.
Here's a new model. I'll try this red one. He looks tasty.
So I just wanted to make that statement and...
Okay, if that makes you feel better.
I am not a racist.
Joe.
Or so, he whose name will not be mentioned.
Oh, yeah. So there's this thing on Twitter called three word turn off.
Right.
You know, so three words that would turn you off.
Right.
So I've been saying them all day, like, I have crabs.
I was wondering what the hell that was.
And she said, I voted McCain.
Yeah, I saw that one too.
And I said, I love Jesus. That would be a turnoff for me.
Aunt Flo's visiting.
How about a 10 word that'll turn you off? Is it bad that I don't want to take a shower?
How dare you?
What is
I have
this?
Not talked to her about that.
Now you must. Thank you. High five that.
Ooh, your face got a little red.
And it's
not sunburn.
Did you get some good loving that you didn't even want to shower after?
No.
Oh. Or was someone you were making an appointment with so disgusting you wanted to...
I didn't even put that on Twitter or anything. I only text message personal people with that.
Tell me now.
I asked you the other day if ever you don't want me to talk about something. Otherwise, it's fair game.
Tell me
now. Talk about it.
While I was up at my mother's house this past weekend, I got a text message from Ricky saying, is it bad that I turned down a trick because I don't feel like getting up and taking a shower? I'm like, you lazy.
That is so lazy.
You lazy bitch.
I'm never that tired.
And Ricky's like, and he begged too. I'm like, lazy. Oh my God.
He was going to drive like 40 minutes. I was like,
that's plenty of time for you to roll off the bed.
I
roll
was doing laundry.
Into the bathroom.
I was doing laundry. I wasn't like I wasn't doing anything.
He could wash clothes.
Laundry does itself.
He could wash clothes. He couldn't wash his ass.
Laundry, you just put it in and then you leave it.
That's the same thing that Rick would have done.
Giggles.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Me.
Oh, loves you, Ricky.
Long time.
Loves you long time. What do you get for $10?
Oh, that's a great story about my love life, or lack thereof love, but well, sex life.
At least you have one. Unlike some people.
Womp womp.
Are your lips growing back together down there?
Ew.
She's a virgin all over again.
That never happens, just so you
know. So that gash never heals up?
No, it bleeds once a month. Yeah.
It's the wound that never heals.
Oh, why did I just have a horrible thought? I just thought of stigmata.
Too much Coumadin.
You guys are done.
All right, Waffle House.
Oh.
Waffle House?
Yeah. Me and Chris, my new boyfriend, went to Waffle House for breakfast yesterday. I order coffee. They bring me the coffee. I put a couple of creamers in it. And I'm not paying much attention. Put the sugar in it, stir it up, and so it turns lighter shade. Notice that there are two ants swimming in my coffee. So my white trash waitress comes back, and she says,
"What was her name?"
I don't. Melissa.
I was thinking it was going to be like Myrtle or something.
No, she was young white trash.
She's
like, y'all ready to order? I said, yes, and can I also get an ant-free cup of coffee? She comes back with a new cup. She's like, I poured this one from the fresh pot.
But the thing is they didn't even like comp their meal or anything.
No, of course nothing. Not. No.
That's when I would have been like, guess what? Here's my order. I'm leaving, bitch. I'm not paying for the coffee.
And you know what? It's like you expect that at Waffle House.
I've never been to the Waffle House.
She's
ever.
Never been to Cracker Barrel either.
Mm-mm. Why?
The racist barrel.
I've never...
Yeah.
Never had the urge, I don't guess.
Wow.
Wow. The Waffle House is usually for people that are super drunk that come from a bar.
Yeah, where you don't... That you
it's
don't
right
notice
off the highway.
The ants in your coffee.
There's ants in your coffee. Right. Yeah.
Or cum in your whipped cream.
Or
yeah,
the waitress has only three teeth and one of them is gray.
And the other one's fizzing.
Yeah.
I thought when you were going to say there was like hair in your coffee or like a pube or something.
That's bad too.
That would be bad, but.
Or like a lipstick mark on your cup or something. Like she took a sip to make sure it was correct.
You know what didn't like gross me out? Because I know because of the weather here right now, those little fucking
sugar ants
come in everywhere, and they're coming
they're
this,
in our house.
They come in this house.
God forbid you leave a glass on the counter and it forms a ring of lightly like coated tea because the fucking the whole earth's fucking population of sugar ants will be right there on top of it.
And you can spray and spray and spray, and they will.
They're resistant. They'll come
right
back.
Nuclear holocaust.
They will
come
right
back.
And they're going to still be alive.
Roaches, sugar ants, and Cher.
Oh.
Hey, babes, we just finished World War III and I'm still alive. Wait, who am I talking to?
Oh, the roaches. Oh.
Nicole's like, no, ma'am.
All right.
Line you.
All right, let's see. Here we go.
Oh, my
sleep. Fucking love bugs.
Yeah.
Fucking hate the love bugs.
You
will totally have to explain what they are to people
that aren't from Florida.
Yeah.
Love bugs are these bugs that come out in May and September, right?
You're right, right.
And there's these bugs that fly everywhere. You think it's like fucking revelations in the Bible that they're here because they're every fucking where.
They're little
I
black
get out
bugs.
Of the car today and I get in CC's and there's two of them on my shirt.
Yeah. Like,
they're
just fucking right there.
Yeah, well, yeah. They,
fucking at CC's.
All of them are like two bugs.
Attached.
Connected.
They're like two dogs, you know, hung up.
And they stay together, and then when they separate, they die.
And together, they're about an inch long, and they're totally harmless. They don't do anything to you.
They fuck up your car.
But yes. They will fuck up your car, because they just splat all over the car.
Especially if you're on the interstate.
Oh. And the guts will eat
the
paint.
Yes.
So as soon as you stop, you have to get
this
shit off.
Mine. Yeah. I need to wash mine for real. But when I first moved to Florida, I moved here in January. May came along and no one told me about the love bugs. And I was like, oh my fucking God, the Bible was right. Earth is ending. Because, I mean, they're everywhere.
It's locusts.
It's like that. I swear, they're everywhere. And I can't stand it. And it's twice a year.
Mm-hmm. At this point, I've lived here all my life and I don't pay any attention.
Yeah, I still don't like them.
And apparently, they were made to eat the mosquitoes in Florida. They were, like, genetically made.
Yeah.
To eat the... And no, they don't fucking eat mosquitoes. They eat the fucking paint off your car.
No. You hear about the ones that they released a couple of years ago. It's some kind of tiny fly that, like, is supposed to kill the fire ants.
Mm-hmm.
It, like, burrows into their head, the fire ant's head, and it lays their eggs in the fire ant's head, and then when the eggs hatch, it, like, bursts the fire ant's head open.
Ugh.
Which will probably be something else that'll splat on the front of our cars when it doesn't work.
Yeah,
whereas
that
I think of like a big
work.
Sci-fi movie where there's like a 50-foot tall cockroach or something that's gonna kill everyone.
Night of the Lepus.
scurry.
I spit on your corpse.
I have to talk about probably one of the greatest listeners in the world right now.
Who is one of the greatest listeners in the world?
Melinda.
Melinda.
Melinda heard my sorrows. On the last show and the one with Julian before.
Right.
About how my headphones are falling apart. Right now, they're good until I move my head or take my hat off.
Right.
And then they just, you saw them.
I mean,
it's just ridiculous.
They're sad. It's kind of like your car key.
Oh, your transformer.
Me.
What did I say last night about it?
What?
I heard something.
Oh.
Oh. Transformers, lose it and you're fucked.
Lose it and you're fucked.
Robots in disguise.
So Melinda actually is sending me money so I can buy a pair of new headphones.
Yay! She sends you like $5, so you have to get like a Walgreens pair.
No, I think she sent a little bit more than that, but she actually wrote me on the MySpace for Frog Monkeys. See, people still write on MySpace. Hmm. And she told me, and I was like, well, I don't know what kind Julian has, but I'd like to have something like that. I don't know how expensive they were or whatever. So I gave her your model number.
Right.
And then she said that she sent us a money order to buy the headphones. So
yeah, well.
I haven't gotten it yet. I thought it would be there today, and I was going to go get it. But
that would be very nice.
As soon as we get it, I will take a picture of my lovely face
apparently
with those headphones on.
Ricky used mine last show since I wasn't
yes,
here.
Yes, and they
really
were heaven.
He really liked them. So
Love them. So I wanted to say thank you, Melinda. I really appreciate it. That's very nice of you.
Yeah, that's very nice of you. I would like somebody to send me something.
I know. I've been saying that.
I know. Nobody sent you anything?
Oh, well, not me specifically. Like, they've sent, like,
well, you know,
a box
I'm sure Joe will probably send me some kind of...
He'll probably send you
a
racist, KKK hat.
You're a racist paraphernalia.
Confederate flag.
Did you see that big Confederate flag
yes.
flying? What is that right there?
Well, apparently some Civil War reenactor, somebody that's all into that shit, owns a little piece of property right there at the interchange. And decided to erect like a 1,000-foot tall
it's huge.
Flagpole.
It's disgusting.
With a fucking Confederate battle
it's
flag.
Not racism. It's history. No, fucker. It's racism.
Right. Yeah, it is.
You know his car is probably like painted like that. His truck. I take that back.
Yeah.
Like the General Lee.
Mm-hmm. And his, what are the airboats? Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
The pontoon boats? He probably has one of those too.
An airboat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, airboat.
So.
Why are airboats racist?
No, they're kind of rednecky.
Oh. Okay.
And he probably, it's probably like the colors of that
flag.
Think
of people like in the Everglades looking for alligators.
Or CSI.
Miami.
Yes, only.
Because it's the Everglades.
Right. I would never fucking go in the Everglades, so they don't have to worry about me being in there.
Your body, when someone kills you, would be there. Remember when we filmed our, Wilson Phillips, and we saw the refrigerator in the water, and Lou's like, there's probably a dead prostitute in there. And I was like, go down there and look. And he was like, no.
No, that whole thing was alligator infested. Remember all those alligators
Where'd y'all go?
Off of where the dog park is. The Carter Road Park.
Oh, yeah.
Back there.
Back past the dog park.
That's old phosphate pits. People have been dumping shit like garbage back there
for
50 years.
It was like a little swampy area, and there was totally a refrigerator covered with green algae, like on the edge. And he was like, there's a dead prostitute in there. I know it.
She wasn't a prostitute.
Oh. I love the Lou.
With her arms sticking out of the top.
The town down there only had one prostitute, and when I was growing up, I worked at the pizza place down there, and we used to make fun of her when she walked by, because she had like black hair, but she had like that streaks of white going through it.
Oh, like Cruella.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's when you get, when you're really surprised.
And we'd see her walking by the door, we're like, look, there she is. So we all go to the front door and look at her, but nobody ever picked her up except truckers that...
lizard
needed it.
Yeah.
All right, so we have one more subject for. Should we do phone calls and email first?
No, because we've last already one? Talked about the CCs. We need to get to this.
All right. I'm going to start this off. Today we saw three reasons you should not be at CCs if this happens.
Well, I only need one big one. And
well,
it's called a turd from your butt.
It's called the re-reason.
Turd from your butt.
If you have to limp to the buffet line because you are so fat, Waddle, you do not need to be at CC's. Number two, if you are so fat and you can't have sugar and you're pouring NutraSweet
on your
salad you should not be at CC's buffet.
Yes. And this, number two and number three, are the same same person.
And number three, if you have to have a bib that's made of an extra long hand towel and dental chains, you don't need to be at CC's.
No.
Show him.
I have a picture.
No.
Yes. He told me and I was like, what? And then I saw that picture and I was like, oh my God. Because it hung down under the table.
You didn't see it while you were there?
I saw,
well, we saw him
first
in
line.
Come in.
He had a thing bundled up on his tray with like a green squirt bottle tucked inside of it. And I was like, I don't know what that is. But then Ricky said, look at that guy. Look at that guy. And I looked, and I saw the upper part, and I was like, what? And then I looked on the picture, and I saw that it hangs under the table.
You have got to be fucking...
Can you believe
that? No.
Oh, my God.
His dental, like, his spit chains.
What did he do, steal it from the dentist's office?
I don't know, but...
Or
is that...
ask the hygienist... You think I can have one of them things?
Can I have that chain? I need it for my bib.
I was like,
my buttery bib.
And he was pouring NutraSweet or Sweet and Low on his salad.
And I think
what
his squirt bottle was for butter. I really do. Like a mist. He was just going to mist himself.
A butter mist.
Buttery mist.
So, you know why when
let me see
you
that
asked me when
funny.
You asked me if I want to go to CC's with y'all, and I say
you
no.
Know
that is why.
That's why.
But it's classic. You have to see. I mean, if you see something like that,
I was like, Ricky, get a picture. Get a picture. And he's like trying to covertly. Covertly get it. I love it. It's so long. It's like a towel I used to wrap my hair up in after I shower.
I'm going to post it on the website, but I think that's like hilarious.
And Ricky was like,
shit.
Am I that fat? And I said, oh no, you are not.
And then this is Frank, who I'm going to go see next week in California. This is the conversation we had on just through text message. He goes... He goes, oh my God, towel bib. That man makes me feel so anorexic. I go, me too, dude. He goes, people like that ruin it for fatties everywhere. I go, yeah, it made me feel comfortable. I mean, uncomfortable, actually. He goes, uncomfortable to watch, but more comfortable in my own skin.
Right.
Who gets that much food of them? And what does he do? Throw it in his mouth?
Like I said, the Big Bertha at Family Fun Center. Her body just gets bigger and
he's
bigger.
Like, seriously, I think your picture should be seen by all as the ultimate diet fail.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he goes, the bib equals time for intervention.
Yes.
And it's sad because he knew he was coming there. He's like, let me get my bib out. Going to the CC's after church.
And my dental chain.
And my dental chain.
And the spray butter.
And Christian goes, that shit went up Pulitzer Prize.
Let me get my butter mist.
Loves it.
I bet he uses that as like suntan lotion.
Gross.
The only reason
he gets hungry.
The only reason he needs suntan lotion is because it takes him so long to get from the car to the
to the pool or beach.
I was going to say to the restaurant, actually.
Ew, imagine him at the beach.
The whale.
Ew, no.
Free Willy.
All right, so we're going to do phone calls and emails. So
we got hated on so bad for...
Right, but wait, I got to introduce this. So
that's what I was saying.
A couple weeks ago, you heard this. Nicole has never heard this.
We know you love us too.
Yeah.
Who was that? Was that you?
Oh, what happened?
I don't know, but thankfully.
Hotline, we want to hear from you. Call our hotline.
Yeah.
We want to hear
from you. We don't need to hear the whole
never
thing.
Never play that again.
Yes, we don't need to hear the whole
thing.
Well,
you don't have to worry.
Thank
because
God.
Someone has come through, Lou.
Lou.
And has made us something new. You ready?
And it doesn't have Ricky singing.
And it does not have me singing. Here we go.
We love our listeners. We know you love us too. We love our listeners. We know you love us too. Call our hotline. We want to hear from you. Call our hotline. We want to hear from you.
Lou!
For some reason,
you believe that's him singing?
For some reason, Lou singing makes me all like moist down there.
Lou.
I love it.
I know.
So that's our new phone call song.
I love that. It's kind of long, though, but I like it. Lou, can I have
Why
your autograph?
Why are you complaining for something free?
Lou, sign my boots.
He could totally be on American Idol. Wouldn't that be cool if he was on American Idol and he could wear a Foul Monkeys t-shirt?
Lou needs to sign my boobs. Because he's
There's
thinking about liking
ink
girls.
In the world for that.
He's thinking about going for girls. Remember
he
this.
He was. Yeah.
He's too famous for your boobs. He'll just use a rubber stamp.
All right, so we got a few emails. This is from Martin. On a recent show, you raised the question if your friend calling you fag and how of your friend calling you fag and how it doesn't bother you. Well, it shouldn't, because friends show that they care by teasing each other. It sounds
exactly,
strange.
Ricky, exactly.
I know, right? You should be an expert. It sounds strange, but I have a really good friend who I've known since middle school, and I always tease him about being bisexual and being Asian. He always teases me about my German ancestors and a certain war and me being gay.
Oh, he would not have survived the Holocaust.
Oh, speaking of that, do you know there was a girl in my Spanish class that did not know who Hitler was?
Are you shitting me?
Did not know who Hitler was. He was on our test, and you know we had to write a sentence about him.
Right.
Did you say he fucking was evil?
And she goes, I don't know who that is. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
You know, it's people like that that bring about the saying, those who don't learn from the past are
destined to repeat it.
Yeah.
Oh, God, she's so stupid.
How
the fuck can you not know?
Did she go to school underground? Like from the time machine, you know, those, what are they called? The, I don't know what they're called. But you know what I mean. Those furry evil creatures.
The furry
But the reason we tease each other is because at the end of the day, we love each other like brothers or relatives. But if someone else makes fun of us, then they better watch out. So yeah, if it doesn't bother you and your friend isn't bothered by you calling him fat, go ahead and tease each other all you want. And I'll mention to you guys in a YouTube show I'm planning on for tomorrow. Plus, I have a story about a Dairy Queen diarrhea experience that happened to me.
Now I'm curious, what exactly do you call a bisexual Asian? It's like the...
A bison.
No, I could... There could be something better than that.
I'm sure.
I haven't rolled it around in my head long enough yet. We'll get Chris over here. He's...
Racist.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so Freddie emails us. I was on a show, Because You're Stupid, I was a guest host there.
Right, right.
And we had talked about my semi-famous real world experience.
Uh-huh.
So this is what he says. Fairy Princess Holly and Lars. I love having my LK on the Ramin because you're stupid. I always want more of him on my daily LK Today show, and now I get a full hour of him somewhat regularly. I also totally dig the special guest host, Big Fatty.
Love him.
BJ and Ricky. I've copied Ricky on this because I don't know when he'll be back on the show, but I had an MTV Real World story for him. Jed applied for the Real World several years, decades ago for the season where the alcoholic chick almost died in Hawaii. Ruthie.
Love Ruthie.
He was interviewed by the gay guy from the Seattle season on his callback and was told he wasn't gay enough for the show. I can testify he is. but better be told you're not weird enough than gay enough. Regarding Ricky Lake, did y'all see her documentary she did about natural childbirth, where you get to see her push her baby out her vajayjay in a bathtub? Some things just don't ever need to be seen. Ricky's hairy thigh-to-thigh bush is one of those things.
Okay, first of all, I do not stop the TV on anything that has...
Vaginas.
Vagina birth or...
Vagina birth.
In the
as opposed to butthole birth.
No. Vagina, comma, birth, comma, breasts in the title... Or B, has any kind of surgery or medical procedure in it.
Oh, you don't like to watch surgery shows?
No.
I love a surgery show.
I cannot watch that at all. That is disgusting. I don't want to see somebody's internal organs being, or 87 pounds of fat being sucked out of their ass.
That makes me think of yesterday from the beach when, but who said it? I forget what they were even saying, but they were like, I'm going to drink the...
I'm going to go to the hospital and drink the bags of fat they suck out of people.
No.
My cousin, Carly, said that.
Carly needs to, for
she's
real.
She's so, like, skinny and perfect.
You know, she's the girl that everybody fucking hates because she's beautiful, she's skinny, she's fucking smart as shit, and yesterday she got a tan like nothing.
Yeah. Like, she's, like, brown as a berry and everyone else is, like, a lobster.
Yeah.
And she's like fucking perfect. And everybody at the beach was like bowing down to her.
I hate her.
She walked on the beach.
The waves were even like, what's up for you?
I hate her. I hate her already.
And she goes running into the ocean and it's like Baywatch. Only she doesn't have those huge fake boobs.
Right. She could have barred yours for her.
Yeah.
Let's do some phone calls.
Let's.
Hola, Ricky. ¿Cómo está? This is Freddie in Austin. And that's all the Spanish I know. But I know you're studying for your Spanish today. Hey, I just want to call and thank you for defending my honor and loyalty over on the Wimby's podcast as you were guest hostessing over there.
Hostessing.
I appreciate it. I'm glad somebody understands. Have a great day. Bye.
I was defending him because they were complaining how he never calls in or emails, but his iPod's been broken, so he hasn't been listening to it.
All right.
And they were like, "Meh, I don't care. You should call my show anyway." Exactly like that, too.
Wow. It looks like it's going to rain outside right now.
I know, right?
It probably is.
Thank you for calling, Freddie. I love you. Hard. Long time. Here we go.
Hey, Ricky and Nicole. This is Damon from pitstophumor.blogspot.com. I'm calling just to say I enjoy your podcast. I laugh my ass off all the time. And I got to agree with Nicole. All the girls are bisexual. I don't get that stuff. But anyways, keep up the good work. I look forward to the new show. I know you're recording today, so hopefully I can get that as soon as possible. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
I like his voice.
I know you called on Friday, but...
And FYI, next time you call, you can say, and Julian.
Well, the first time he listened to an episode was with her and I. He hasn't heard you before.
Well, if you just call Friday, then he needs to be listening to the latest episodes, which have me in them.
Oh. Okay.
Julian sounds like me when they leave me out of stuff, and I get very pissed off about it.
Well, I'm shocked that people still reference Samantha. And how long's it been? How long's it been since she's been on here?
True, last year.
That's true.
You know what's hot? His voice.
Oh, he's from Boston. I think that's so fucking hot.
That he's from Boston. That's hot.
No, the way they talk.
I think that would get annoying so after like 5 minutes.
Only because he left you out.
Harvard Yard.
Yeah, had he mentioned me, he might have a nicer voice.
It's only good when he's talking about you.
Right.
So, we have an email from the person that bought our post office box, actually.
Oh, I thought you were going to read the other one.
It's that person.
Oh.
So, Nicole and I dissed the Star Trek movie.
Oh.
And we didn't really diss it, though. We just were like...
Well, no. What you did, and as somebody who's kind of...
A Trekkie?
Or a Trekker?
Or, yeah. When you refer to the Enterprise as the machine, that right there is an insult to anybody out to as a fan. So, yeah.
So,
are you really going to read that entire email? It's so long.
The machine.
Veritable Virgo says.
He's a Virgo. That explains a whole lot. So am I.
I cannot believe that you and Nicole dissed the new Star Trek movie in a recent episode. I am a Star Trek fan from way back. I watched it as a young boy with my mom when it first aired in the late 60s. While this movie takes on some liberties in terms of established Star Trek or established Trek canon?
Yes.
I thought the movie was well scripted, well directed, and superbly acted by the by the likes of Chris Pine, Zachary Quinto, and crew. My God, Eric Bana made one hot Romulan.
Romulan. Even I know that.
Romulan.
Whatever.
Ricky has
I don't know
reading
Star
problems.
Trek.
Apparently.
His second in command, Aiel, wasn't bad either.
Clifton Collins.
I'd have to say that J.J. Abrams definitely had a master vision for this reboot of the Star Trek franchise, and his creative team definitely shared and participated in the vision. Here we go. I'm not thrilled with the alternate timeline that was created by the all the time travel through black holes and such. But it is what it is. Throughout Trek history, efforts have always been made to avoid such an outcome because of the dire consequences it would bring out. The examples, the destruction of Vulcan, Romulus, and the death of Spock's mother, Amanda. This is often referred to as the temporal prime directive, which places a high importance on preserving the timeline. Though it may not seem important to the non-Trek or Trekkie, killing off Amanda sets in motion numerous issues that further complicated the episodes from the original series and the Next Generation. But I'm going to spare you the details. I think you asked why the ship doesn't blow up.
Actually,
when it is hit.
You said machine, but
I digress. Simple answer. Deflector, shields, hull plating, and the navigational array.
Oh. I can't believe you didn't know that.
All of these components form the protection grid for the ship. The deflector shields are essential an energy shield that can repel most objects and weapons fired. Solid objects are pushed away or destroyed by contact with the energy field itself, while energy weapons being fired at the ship are repelled because they are of different frequency than the shields. Larger items, such as space debris, asteroids, and such, usually need to be blasted into smaller pieces through the use of phasers or phototorpedoes.
Photon torpedoes.
You ready?
There's more?
Yeah. Get closer to the mic. You ready?
I can't breathe.
When something does get through, it is often because shielding has been compromised in the area. This is often the case of a hull breach. During a hull breach, an emergency force field can be deployed automatically by the ship to prevent further damage and the loss of life due to decompression and damage to the structural integrity of the ship. One more paragraph. When the structural integrity cannot be protected, often a core breach is set in motion.
Not a core breach.
A core breach is inevitable. Mostly unstoppable destruction of the ship's main energy system and propulsion drive.
Raining.
It's raining.
This chain reaction usually reacts in the destruction of the ship in a massive nuclear bomb-like explosion. When Scotty ejected the core at the end of the movie, it was to force such an explosion in the hopes
that
it would overpower the black hole.
That still sounds like a porno.
To prevent the ship from the enormous, inescapable gravity well, parentheses, gravitational pull of collapsed star on other singularity, a and propel the ship to safety. Well, that's it. I hope you don't mind this lesson on Star Trek. Dare I say, live long and prosper. Veritable Virgo.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I have tears in my eyes.
Me too. Really, it's not that serious. It's not that serious.
And I love when Scotty ejected the core into the black hole.
He used his red matter for that. Yeah. I remember that. Oh my
tears.
God. That
I'm surprised I could actually get through that,
that
whole thing.
Email,
you did a good
the way you read it was making it even better.
Yes.
All right, so we have four calls. This is going to be an hour show. I can't believe this shit.
My right, eyeballs.
Next phone call.
Oh, my Lord.
Or not. It didn't come through.
Darn.
Or it hasn't downloaded yet, one. Next call.
Hey, pal monkeys. This is Archer from ArcherRadio.com. I'm calling to ask you a question. My question is, when will you be posting another video? You know, you can always make a video of Nicole shaking her titties. We would love to see that. Or, Ricky, you could show us a video of you shaking your titties. Bye.
We should make a vote. Whose did they rather see? Yours shaking or mine shaking?
All right, that's the next vote.
Okay, I'm gay and I vote for Nicole.
Me too. I've seen them shaking all the time, just never braless or anything.
I do it for Ricky at work all the time.
All the time, she's like...
I bounce him or I shake him in his face. Oh, see, yeah, it hurts, don't it?
Well, he's not wearing a brassiere.
Over the shoulder boulder holder.
It's time.
Archer, like... yes, we will do a new video. We're trying to think of good videos.
Well, we need
that. Possibly will be one.
Well, we need two guys and a girl video this time, so I can partake.
Yes, we'll. Well, the last one we did was all three girls.
And Ricky was just carny.
Or three girls again.
In Vogue, giving him something he can feet eel.
That's four people, though.
We'll find some. Lou can be in it. No, okay. He'll want to film it.
That would be fun.
You know, Lou's the guy to...
Lou's our expert filmmaker and sound clip maker.
Oh, my head is dizzy from
Ricky, it's Reverend Dom and Dom, the rock and roll minister. You want questions? I need answers. Why do gutter sluts love Dom? Why do they want my dick? Give me a call back. I'll listen to the show. I'll actually listen to this one. And, I need to know. What's up with that? Peace, brother.
I don't know what he said. Something about dick.
Let's play it again.
Ricky, it's Reverend Dom and Dom, the rock and roll minister. You want questions? I need answers. Why do gutter sluts love Dom? Why do they want my dick? Give me a call back.
Why do gutter sluts love Dom?
I heard, why do ghetto slubs love Dom?
Yeah, I need to know.
I think he said ghetto sluts.
Peace, brother.
Well, Dominic, if you've seen Dominic, you would probably think he's cute. He kind of looks like Jack Black. Have you seen Dominic?
Yeah.
Jack Black,
I met
Dominic?
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
he needs to do a little less slurring.
Yeah, well, he's probably drunk.
Even, but didn't he just call?
Even then, he needs to do a little less slurring.
All I heard was ghetto schlubs. That's what I thought I heard.
We need, like, CSI to figure out what the fuck he said.
Linguist.
Or someone on the Star Trek Enterprise machine.
Cunning linguist, yes.
Because you're the motherfucking Dom. That's why.
Okay.
That's why. You guys don't know him. You guys have to go to the bar on Thursdays and meet him. He's
I've
awesome.
Met him at work. He came for lunch one day.
The
guy that looks like Harry Potter.
Yeah, well, true.
Harry Potter. Look,
Jack Black and Harry Potter's here.
Harry Twatter.
Harry Peter.
All right. Jesus, it's
next
raining.
Call.
I know.
Next call. My window's down or in my fucking car.
Yes, they are.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, I have leather.
Yeah, we
that's
probably
all
need,
that I can
we,
do.
We probably
it's
need.
Under the tree, though, so that might help it.
Okay.
Fuck.
Wow.
All right, here we go. Next call.
Oh, my God. Why is that man wearing a towel? Ricky? Oh, Florida.
Oh.
Holy Lord. I don't know what to say. I hope everyone else has seen that picture.
Yeah.
Especially that man's family, because it's time for an intervention.
Right.
Wow. You guys really breed him out there. Well, hi, Ricky. It's Frank. Just enjoying your post this morning. We're probably not going to run this before you get out here, but hope you had a good time out here, and hope you have a good time out here. I'll be seeing you in a couple days. Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, okay.
Frank is cute.
I hope you had a good time out here.
Scott fucking my friend Brian.
I hope you'll have a good time out here.
I know. Good. I can't wait.
He covered all the bases mm-hmm. there.
Oh, my God. This show is 55 minutes long. We have to go.
We got
to
wrap it up because I need a cigarette.
Thank
like,
you for calling,
bad.
Frank. So if you want to give us a call, 206-984-FOUL. If you want to email us, foulmonkeys@gmail.com. If you want to mail us stuff.
P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
And how many days till your birthday?
She doesn't even
I don't
know.
Remember now. I'm not at work.
What day is it?
My birthday's on the 29th.
The 29th? And
today's the
16th.
17th.
12 days. Something like that.
Okay.
Yes. MySpaces, Facebook us, Twitter. Join us on Twitter. I'm Foul Monkeys.
I'm Darling Nikki 529.
And I don't Twitter.
Yeah, because you're a loser.
Julian.
Okay, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
This is Nicole.
And this is Julian.
And I have to go roll my windows up.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.